Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely that of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to House Talk, where answers to your home questions are just a call away. 460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts are going to be tucked in, belts are going to be on, and if they're coming inside, they're going to be wearing their shoe booties. I've got a panel of experts in here this morning. These guys are all outstanding in their fields, and we've got some cool topics to cover. Before I introduce them, let me tell you how you can get a hold of us, because there's multiple ways to do it. If you want to, you can text us at 959-920. Hit us with your questions or comments. It pops up on the screen. We'll do the best we can to get to those. You can also give us a call at 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. And we will also do the best we can to get to those calls. And then also you can go to Mullen Inc.'s Facebook Live event. It's go to our Facebook page, click on the live event, and now you're seeing us and hearing us because you're in the room with us. And Josh is the cameraman. He's doing all the magic over there, making sure everybody stays connected. All right, so let me work my way around the room and introduce everybody. I got Jared Lane over here, A-Best Roofing. Jared, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
You said roofing's staying busy.
Roofing is very busy right now.
That's awesome. You guys are staying hooked up. Not surprised, honestly, because I got to see some of your work go down in the neighborhood. You guys do a great job. And I mean, honestly, I would call you just for the coffee cups.
Yeah.
Because I love those things. Yeah. I go on and on about the
coffee cups.
Or
at least hope your neighbor gets a roof.
So yeah. You get a coffee cup. And, you know, and you and I, we were off the air, and I was bragging about how you guys give those out when you do the jobs. And now we've realized Nick has stolen one of mine.
That's not true.
Because he's drinking out of one, and the only way he could have got it was from me.
That's not true. My wife texted me, and our neighbor had a roof done.
Nice. Jen ruins everything for me.
She's your arch nemesis.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you're off the hook, Nicholas.
I'm telling you, it's real talk.
It's real talk. So today, what are you talking about today?
We're going to talk about synthetic roofing, you know, what it is and what it does. Is it any good?
Okay.
Should you put it on?
All right, cool, and the benefits. And then on Facebook Live, you also have a demo that you brought, right?
I did. I brought some of the synthetic slate and real slate so we could take a look at what those two products look like.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be cool because I think all of us – yeah, I don't know whose clown horn that was that went off. I think it was Nick's. Uh-huh. Was that Jen?
Yes. I'm not going to tell you what she said.
Well, it sounded a lot like a clown horn. That's hilarious. All right. This is going to be fun. It'll be good stuff. Moving further around the table over here, I've got I got Brent in with Mother Nature's that you guys have all come to know. He's our expert when it comes to insects and all this, right, Brent?
Try to be anyway.
Try to be. But you brought a special guest in today, and this is your lawn expert guy, and this guy's Jeff, right?
That's right.
So Jeff, welcome to the show. First time on, right?
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about, what are we going to be talking about? You tell us.
We're going to be talking about fall pre-emergent.
Okay.
And why you should start lawn care
this season.
Okay. Yes. And we were talking about this off the air, and I'm a big fan of it. I was telling Jeff, everybody knows I use Mother Nature's. My yard looks pretty dang good. So I'm sold on the service, and I almost feel like I could almost do your part for you, except for the technical side, because I don't know all that stuff.
I can start throwing out more chemical names if you need.
Yeah, we could we'll science it up maybe if we need to, if we start getting some questions. That'd be good. It's good to have you on the show. And now you brought, I see what looks to be some space age weapons or something laying on the table. Did you bring some stuff for?
We're gonna play laser tag on
laser tag. So you guys are gonna show us some tools of the trade.
Yes.
On the Facebook Live.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Super cool. This is going to be good, guys. And then the guy over here that's got all the noises and the text busy wife over there. What's up, Nick?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Jeez.
What have you done?
The last time here, I get my beard shaved, and today... there's just no rest
there is,
for the weird.
There is no razor here.
Thank goodness that guy's,
that guy's in Missouri. Is what I heard.
Well, yeah, we're ready. We're here. We're excited to be here.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about lateral fields and jetting, and I brought some cool examples of how they fail.
Okay. Oh.
So you're going to want to see that.
Yeah, guys, he's got a trash bag over here, and... and it came out of a lateral field. Yeah, that can't be good.
It's good stuff.
Going to break it out. Hey, can we leave it for the guys in the sound room? Because they saw you walk by with that, and they're like, ooh, I want that.
I always bring the cool stuff. You
do bring the cool stuff.
Who ordered the poo-poo platter?
Oh, it's too early for that.
No, come
so
on.
Early. So we're going to be talking about hydrojetting.
Yeah.
And, it's one of those things where – just to preface the conversation, your field starts failing, and immediately most companies that show up are going to say, well, how old is it? Oh, we got to replace it. Nick goes in, has a passion for remediating these fields, and he's pretty dang good at it. He will throw out some numbers later, but
it's more of a strong like than a passion.
A strong like. There we go. but I can just tell you right now that especially, between online and just our tenure in the community, I would feel like that if we were having a bunch of failures on this, we would know about it.
Yeah.
And that's, that's not something I ever really hear about. And I know it's happening a lot. You're going out there and man, let me tell you, it's a big difference when those toilets stop flushing. That gets everybody's attention.
Oh, yeah.
And when they're able to go out there and remediate that field and get things working again, that's nice. That's real nice. Do I want to know what's in the trash bag?
Yeah, you'll know.
I'm gonna know later on the break.
You're going to see. It's cool. It's not bad. I keep it clean. We're G-rated up here.
That's going to be good times. Yeah. Okay. Last thing before we go into the break, I got like what do I got? Like 2 minutes left? Got like 2 minutes.
All the time in the world.
They're so free with me. They're just like, you're the man, take whatever. That's what he's saying in there. I just wanted to remind everyone out there that we've got this push going on our Platinum Air packages. And we've actually had some guests on the show. Have to call in and get service. Oh, no. Josh is behind the camera pointing at himself right now. He called me. You can't make this up. It's awesome. He calls me, and he's like, Ray, my AC's not working, And I'm like, okay, it's no problem. I was like, you're on the Platinum, right? And then there was just silence. And he's like, What'd you say to me, Josh? I've been meaning to get onto it. Yeah, I was going to do it. I was going to get on it. And, the thing is that your HVAC, there's so many mechanical things that are interacting there between the Freon, the electrical, and the mechanical moving parts. things are going to break down on the HVAC. So our two goals are, is one, to take the responsibility of preventing that and put it on ourselves. And two, to take the liability of when it does happen and we take it away from you and we put it on ourselves. It doesn't matter if it happens on New Year's Eve. If that AC goes down and you're a Platinum customer, you call us. We're coming out to take care of it. And man, you know how good it's going to feel when you see that bill and they zero that thing out. It's going to feel really nice. It's $45 a month. It's a no-brainer. It's money that you're going to end up spending anyway. And frankly, we're doing it at a break-even point because we just want to show you how serious we are about our customer service. If you want to find out more about it, give us a call at 918-258-6636. All right, guys, I'm ready for it. Man, I am on mark today, too. I'm on mark. Stay with us. We've got so much to cover. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, and we are covering lots of stuff today. This is going to be fun because we've got a lot of topics in here. If you want to reach out to us today, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to Mullen's Facebook page, go to the Facebook Live event, click on that. You can see us and talk to us. Via the comments on there. Josh is your mediator on that. You can also text us at 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. And with that, Jared, I'm going to jump over to you. I know we're talking about we got roofing options.
Absolutely.
More than probably ever before now. With the synthetic stuff kind of opens it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is not a world where you're stuck with either asphalt shingles, some barn metal, you know, or real products like true slate and true wood shakes.
Right.
Now we have lots of products that can look like those, but are not actually having to spend the cost or do the extra things that come with preparing for one of those roofs, you know, mm-hmm. or the disadvantages of them. You know, if you've always wanted a slate roof on your home, but your house wasn't built or engineered to withstand the weight of slate, now you can get a slate roof without having to do that, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're looking at replacing your old wood shake roof. You know, your insurance company won't cover anymore because it's a fire hazard and it's got to be replaced every 10, 15 years and you're tired of messing with it, but you absolutely love that wood shake
look. You love the look, yeah.
You know, now we can come in and we can put a synthetic wood shake shingle on for you.
So I have a question that's a bit of a curveball, but, you know, and for instance, in my neighborhood, in the HOA, there's a specific shingle or look that you have to have.
Right.
And I would imagine there's an HOA out there where they've got cedar shake, and that's what you have to have.
Correct.
Will they allow this synthetic to be used
yes.
if it can be matched?
If you okay. If you can have wood shake in your neighborhood, you can have the synthetic wood shake.
Okay.
There are certain neighborhoods in Tulsa where you are not allowed to have an asphalt shingle, period.
Okay.
And so you have to have one of those other products. And if you don't want to, if your house wasn't designed for slate or you don't want to spend $200,000 putting a slate roof on
right.
or a wood shake roof, your options are very limited. And mm-hmm. so this synthetic product comes in and it fills that gap to be able to put on a synthetic roof for less cost and probably more longevity and life expectancy than one of the actual real products.
Wow.
You know, the only thing to really be aware of with these products, if you're looking at them, if you go on the internet and you start looking at these products, you're going to see tons of different brands. I mean, there are a lot of different brands out there. But the problem with most of the brands is that they use recycled material. And so that recycled material from batch to batch may be a different blend. And so sometimes you'll put that product on, and after about 8 or 10 years in our Oklahoma sun, that recycled material starts to dry out and it becomes chalky. And once it starts to do that, it becomes very brittle to the point where if you touch it or step on it, it's going to shatter.
Right.
Or if the wind comes through, it's going to break pieces of that off.
Wow.
Which is not something you want to do, because you installed this roof and you think, man, I put a 50-year roof on.
Right.
It's 10 years later and it's
garbage. I'm not getting the life out of this.
It's garbage, and the company is out of business, you know, that sure. made it. So now you've got to replace your roof again. So the only, you know, in order to fix that problem, the only product that we install that is a synthetic slate or a synthetic wood shake is 100% virgin rubber polymer.
Okay.
And so they have complete control over the makeup and the chemicals.
What goes into it.
And so that, because we know that if they do that, and then it will stand up to the elements and it'll last as long as it should.
Okay.
You know, any of these other products, you're taking a gamble on. Even though they may be cheaper, you know, if you got to put them on twice.
Would attract people to it, especially, you know, the thing, you know, they're trying to shrink their carbon footprint and all that kind of stuff. And right. so when you hear recycled, you immediately think, oh, that's awesome. I'm contributing to the environment. But in this instance.
Until it goes bad.
Yeah, when it goes bad. What you're doing is that's more synthetic shingles that are going to have to go in the landfill, because you're going to have to replace that roof more
exactly.
often.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, that's crazy. I love the idea though, that the technology has come out and has opened us up to the ability to get those aesthetic upgrades to our home, but without having to worry about reframing or shoring up the rafters, you know, and without having to worry about the expense, because it sounds like these are more cost effective than the others.
They are, you know, and hey, maybe you got a wood shake roof and you're tired of the squirrels chewing holes into it, right?
Yeah.
Put this on there and you don't have to worry about that. I mean, this stuff is what they call class 4 impactors, in a sense, the most durable product that they make.
That's incredible. And I know you guys do free estimates. I know you also go out and don't just replace roofs, but you do service as well. How do folks get a hold of you guys?
You can call us at 918-587-1426, or you can find us on the web at abestroofing.com.
All right, sweet. Thank Jared. That was awesome. That was Jared Lane, A-Best Roofing. Stay with us. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Lots more coming up right here on House Talk, KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740, FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Man, I just got to find out on the break what Nick had in the trash bag. Dun, dun, dun. You ain't seen roots like that. The guys were coming in out of the sound room taking pictures of that stuff. They were like, holy cow. It's real. I mean, like Nick said, I mean, that's the stuff we run into out there, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
So it's cool stuff. People. Yeah. So got to Jared Lane, A-Best Roofing. I've got Brent and Jeff in from Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. I've got Nick Sinney in with Mullen Environmental. And we're about to talk to Nick about some hydro jetting. But before I do that, I see that we got a text in, says, hey, yard guy. That's got to be you, Jeff.
I think so.
How do I get rid of, am I saying this right? Is it dolly grass?
Dallas grass.
Dallas grass. Oh, that was going to be my second guess. Besides just pulling it up in individual roots, what can they do?
Well, Dallas grass is like the worst thing to get in your yard.
Okay.
That's one of the few things that I would still recommend glyphosate for.
So okay.
If you've got Roundup, or if you can get your hands on some MSMA, or Finale or something like that, give that a spray this fall time. That should knock it out. If the roots are still around, spray it again, you know, come October, November, like that.
Okay.
And then hit it once more in January, February, if it still looks like it's in the yard.
Okay. It sounds like if it's in your other grass, you're going to just be killing a dead spot there. Is that what's going to happen?
That's aside from digging it up with a shovel. That's kind of the chemical way to get rid of it.
Okay.
Make sure also if he's not mowing with a bag mower.
Right.
He's got to be doing that.
He's got to be doing that.
If those seed heads are just spreading every time you mow,
we were talking about that off the air. Everybody was making fun of me, and Jeff was like, no, that's real. He's Ray's on it. Thank you, brother. All right, that's cool. So if you've got Dallas grass, kill everything.
Burn the yard.
Or if you made notes of all of those big words that Jeff just threw at us, you can use some of that stuff. All I heard was MMA. What was it called again?
MSMA.
MSMA. I heard MMA. All right, I'm back over here to you, Nicholas. So we're talking about hydrojetting today, remediating the field, and saving ourselves a lot of time and trouble, because a lot of companies come in, it's not draining anymore. They're like, oh, it's 15 years old. Oh, we got to replace it.
Yeah.
With you, that's not the case. You always want to try to remediate before replacing if it's a viable option.
Just makes common sense when you think about it. You know, it's not hard to talk somebody into the right thing to do.
Yeah.
When you've got a lateral field, it's a big leach field. That leach is leak. I mean, it's a big leak is all it is. Mm-hmm. And so the whole point behind hydrojetting is to make sure that you're getting water everywhere that you should so it can properly leak out. And that's the biggest problem. You know, we run into this because people haven't pumped it enough. They got sludge infiltration. Or roots, like we demonstrated in the Facebook Live,
if you
got to see that. But it's solvable, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I'll throw out some numbers to you. We do 250 of these a year,
mm-hmm.
and maybe 10% of them we have to go back and do something else for. You know, maybe add some lines or possibly replace it. You know, maybe probably 2% we're replacing.
Yeah.
But think about that. Out of 250, maybe, you know, 10 of them.
Yeah.
that we had to go back and put a new system in, and we have a program in place that we work with you on that, so we don't just leave you hanging.
Right.
But we always want to fix it, you know, before we just go in there and replace it. Just because we can make the most money to replace it doesn't mean that's what we want to do for you. You know, not to mention, you know, we talk about the destruction. Anytime we're talking about lateral field replacement, you've seen the scare tactic commercials that they have on all the time where it just shows total devastation.
And then, I love how they have the backhoe.
And it's just
you got the backhoe tearing up the yard. Yeah.
And there's a lot of truth to that. You know, that's real. When they go in there with the backhoe, they're going to tear everything up. If you got to put 400 or 500 foot of lateral lines in, you're talking about a 2 foot wide trench every 10 foot.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting it in and getting it back level that ain't your yard.
You know what I mean? It looks like a dirt pad.
Right.
When you get finished. And there's no other way to do it.
No, that's what you got. It's got to settle.
Yeah.
You got to rake it again. You got to sod. I mean, mm-hmm.
Not to mention access. You know, it takes big equipment to do this. And so you've got this equipment needing access in and out of wherever the field is. So you also get a free road put in for you.
Yeah. So minimizing the destruction is a big part of that. You know, we've got a lot of happy customers out there. And the way we approach this is a little different from other companies. You know, if you've been told, hey, for a few $100, we can get in here and start to jet your lateral lines. I want to touch on this because that's a ploy. That's to get you in there and to get them started tearing up your stuff. Mm-hmm. And then once you get in there, oh man, this is bad.
Right.
You know, from that point, that's not the way we do business. If you call me and you say, Nick, I think I've got lateral field problems.
Right.
I'm going to give you the worst case scenario right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know exactly what you're going to spend and not a penny more mm-hmm. to solve the problem. And there's a comfort that comes in that. You know, and so we do it on a contract and we go in there and we basically tell you, hey, this is the worst as it's going to get. If it gets worse than this, then we wouldn't be jetting it. We'd be replacing it.
Right.
And so that's a big deal to us, you know, giving people that peace of mind. And I can't tell you how many times I've gave them the top of my contract. We've went in there because it's exploratory. It's like
you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what you're going to run into.
Nobody does. It's all underground. Yeah. That's why we have $10,000 cameras and stuff like that we do this with.
Right.
But we get in there and we're like, oh, heck, there's the problem.
Yeah.
And we can fix it. We did it for a third of what we told them it could have been done.
Yeah.
We got best friends. We're shaking hands and high-fiving, and everybody loves us.
Under promise, over deliver, right?
It, you know, and that's what we try to do with this program.
All right. I love it. And I know that you go out, you look at stuff, you do free estimates. Plus, you have your Platinum plan, and where for folks that aren't on the Septic, you've got the Septic Plus for Septic. You've got the Platinum Aerobic for those that have the aerobic systems. You're all inclusive, turnkey, right?
Got it all, yeah. And if you've got an aerobic system today and you're not on our Platinum plan, shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. You need to be. It'll save you money.
Yeah.
I had a John. I'm going to pick on you today. Customer John. I won't say his last name.
Yeah.
But he was on our plan for years. And then he got off of our plan for 6 months and something broke.
Yeah.
And he called me back. He's like, hey, had a problem. I'm like, yeah, that's because you were on the plan. You didn't have to pay that big expense.
Yeah.
So I ended up having to pay, you know, to pump out his tanks and put a new pump in. Cost him, you know, over $1,000 to fix the problem.
Right.
And he was kicking himself. Needless to say, I took care of you, John. You know who you are. and you're back on our plan, and we love you.
That's good. I like that.
That's how it works.
So how do folks get a hold of you, Nicholas?
They can reach us at 918-258-6636 or check us out on the web at MullenPumping.com.
All right, sweet. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready to talk to Carol. Let's talk to Carol. Hey, good morning, Carol. You're on there.
Good morning. I'm trying to find out. I've got an idea for a garage.
Okay.
But I need to find out if it's viable because I'm going to be trying to do this myself.
Okay.
Now, I need to put up like a pour slab.
Okay.
Well, I can't afford a whole slab. It's just, I can't afford it.
Okay.
What if I use it because I wanted to keep it off the ground too.
Okay.
So that way I wouldn't worry about flooding. So what if I took cinder blocks, put them on that side where the holes are sticking up, and then pour concrete into all of the holes of the cinder block? Would that be it's a garage. It's not a house.
Yeah.
It's a garage.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be a 10 by 20 garage or something like that, would that be doable? I mean, then you got a solid above the ground.
You could do it. Okay. I appreciate where you're going with that, Carol, trying to save that money. I mean, this is what I think might surprise you. And you got to shop around. And if you want, if you could call me at the office, I have a concrete guy that I could refer you to that we use all the time. And his prices are really, really good. And concrete is one of those things that the pricing can be all over the place. And with that, what I would say is what you might be surprised by is by the time you buy all those cinder blocks, you will have spent the money that you probably could have put your slab in. Would you agree, Nicholas?
I actually did this.
Okay.
We had a house out of Nulaga, and I had a 10 by 10, and I was trying to save money.
Right.
And so we actually did exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster. Not only was it ended up being a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
But I mean a whole lot of work. It took us way longer than it should have. But it all cracked in very little time because of the movement underneath it.
Sure.
When I put any type of weight on it, it cracked.
Right.
And so I ended up having, I really wish I would have just saved my money and put in a real concrete drive. Or another cool thing that they're doing is the asphalt.
Yeah.
The, what is it called? Asphalt shit trimmings? Millings.
Mills.
Asphalt
millings. Yeah, millings, yeah.
They make an awesome solid base, and it's dustless.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
So if you can get a hold of some asphalt millings, you're not going to spend near as much money. It's going to give you a great solid foundation, and it packs over time.
That's cool.
So just that's somewhere I would look into.
It'd
save you some money.
I don't know if you can look him up. I mean, the guy that we use, but you can, if you want, you can call the office. If you'll call the office Monday and let the girls know that you talked to me on the radio, and I will get you in contact with the guy that I know that he does concrete better than anybody else I'm aware of.
Yeah. It's just gotten to the point where, let's face it, you know, everything's just totally priced out the market.
Yeah.
And
it's expensive.
And unfortunately, you got to cut corners where you can. And you know what? I mean, you got to.
Well, I think in this instance, you called the right folks. We're going to hook you up with somebody that'll help you get it done right.
Okay. And do you have, I mean, do you want to put me on hold and I'll get the number from the gentleman or?
We can do that.
I need to call.
Yeah. He'll put you on hold and we'll get it for you on the break. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Stay with us, Carol. Hey, man, that's good stuff. And I didn't even know Nick had tried that, but evidently it's a thing. So But I'm glad that Carol called us before she spent the time and the money trying to do that, because nothing's more frustrating than doing a project like that and then things not going well. And now you're out the money and now you have a new problem, which is what you just tried isn't working. So it's good stuff. Glad she called. That's what this show's all about. We got to take a quick break, but stay with us. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. You're listening to House Talk right here on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, visiting with all my buddies this morning. We're covering lots of topics today. I just got through getting to play with some of the guns that they use at Mother Nature's. I was trying to shoot Brent. Nothing was happening. I was pulling the triggers and... I think they're rigged.
They wasn't loaded.
They weren't loaded. They weren't ready to go. I love it, though, because you were showing us these things and how you guys do the applications and kind of the different circumstances when you use them. And while you were doing it, a question popped in my head. And I don't know if anyone else ever thinks about this. I've heard about it. I know that you've all seen in the, like, you know, you're coming out of the winter. And you'll go by commercial places in particular, and you'll see where the Bermuda grass was yellow, and they spray it, and it's green. And here's my two theories. I'm gonna just throw myself out there, and Jeff, and then you're gonna educate us, I'm sure. I told my wife, I'm like, I think that she said, are they just trying to make the grass look green? And I was like, I don't know, maybe, but I was thinking. And this is what I've heard, is that they're doing it so they know where they've sprayed and where they haven't sprayed. Which is it?
I mean, I think it probably depends on which company you ask. I'm sure that there's some benefit on both sides of that.
Okay.
It's probably more for the customers to see where you sprayed more than anything else.
So as an applicator, you don't necessarily need it. You know where you sprayed.
Yeah, I mean, I think by the time you've done, you know,
uh-huh,
50 yards or so, you pretty much know where you've been.
Okay. So the rest of it, it's basically for the customer's benefit.
Yeah, for so the most part.
It's kind of like y'all's yard sign that I was bragging about off the air when I was like, I said, I come around the corner and I love it because I see it and I'm like, they were here. And I know they were. I guess if you come out and your yellow grass is this weird spray painted green, then somebody did something. That's good. All right. I didn't want to sidetrack you. I know we're talking about pre-emergence, right?
That's right.
Okay. And you and I were kind of laughing about it because, you know, I said I've learned the hard way. I've been on both sides of the fence. I haven't always been a customer of Mother Nature's, but I've been with y'all, I think, for about 8 years now.
Right.
And I have definitely learned that if you start addressing the yard after you see the weeds, you've already lost the battle.
It's late by then. A lot of people think that springtime is kind of the time to start your lawn program.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody who wasn't happy with their yard this summer, they're like, well, next year I gotta get somebody doing something for me.
Right.
And really, the reason that's a mistake is because you're going to go all fall growing weeds. You're going to go all winter growing weeds. And even if you're taking care of something individually there, if you're not getting a pre-emergent in fall time, then you're just kind of setting yourself up for a little more disappointment come April, May, if you start a program then. Because then you got all these weeds in your lawn. They've already poked all these holes in your turf.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing that's going to control weeds springtime, summertime, is having a strong turf going into those seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So spot spraying is always a benefit, which we do year round, but it's really the pre-emergence starting now in the fall,
mm-hmm,
that set up the lawn to look just beautiful.
Yeah. And it does end up looking like green turf. And I got to tell you, I mean, I've gotten spoiled to it. I was joking with you guys about the fact that it's so rare for me to have a weed in my yard that when I do get one, it's a commotion. I mean, I'm stopping the truck, I'm getting out, and I'm like, what is that? Which honestly rarely ever happens. It's I'm so amazed and so sold on it. To me, I'll never do it any other way. But being proactive is so key. And you're right. I mean, a lot of folks that I talk to, they're not firing up and getting engaged, you know, until April, May, and by then, whatever they're going to be battling for the summer, it's already set up shop, and now you're behind the eight ball.
There's just a lot of instances of people starting in those programs, and then they get the first spray, and you know, the first week goes by, and they're like, okay, well, there's still weeds out there, and it's you know, it's one of those things. If you get a pre-emergent, what it does is it builds a layer at the top of the soil. When the weed seeds in the soil germinate, those first strands of the plant hit that herbicide. It kills that off. It stops it from growing more that season. You don't have to worry about that those particular plants coming up, interfering with the lawn.
All right. I love it. How did this go by so quickly? He's waving at me saying it's time to go. I feel like, do y'all feel like this show went by quick?
Went by fast.
Went by really fast. All right, Jeff, I'm going to get to see him again, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jeff, you did an awesome job. I want to talk to you a lot more. I had more questions, but he's telling me I'm out of time.
All right.
He's giving me the finger in there. Jeff, how do we get a hold of you, brother?
You can call Mother Nature's at 918-362-2000. Brent, what's that web address?
There's mothernaturesinc.com, and you can also visit us on the with apps, or you know what I mean. Something with an
fun
app.
Things.
Download their app on Android or iTunes.
I've been asleep since he's been doing all the show. I'm sorry.
Hope you folks enjoyed the show. We obviously had a good time. See you next Saturday. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. This has been House Talk right here on KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.